If you've flown Alaska Airlines any time in the last couple of years, you may have noticed the cabin looked a little different from one flight to the next. New seats up front on one trip. The old layout on the next, that inconsistency wasn't an accident. It was the visible edge of one of the largest cabin retrofit programs a single airline has run in recent memory. And as of now, it's finished. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ADIS, where we take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean for the people who fly. Today, we're talking about how Alaska Airlines just closed the book on a fleet-wide premium cabin overhaul, the number that jumped out at me from the reporting over at Simple Flying. One Boeing 737 retrofitted, on average, every 3 days. Sit with that for a second. Every 3 days, a jet comes off the line, goes into a hangar, gets gutted and rebuilt up front, and goes back to flying paying passengers. That's an industrial operation running quietly in the background while the airline keeps a full schedule in the air. Here's what you need to know, and we'll get into the why. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Let's start with what actually happened. Alaska Airlines has wrapped up a refresh of the premium cabins across its mainline Boeing 737 fleet. We're talking about the front of the aircraft, first class, and the premium economy section. Alaska calls premium class, new seats, refreshed finishes, and a more consistent look and feel from nose to tail across the fleet. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though, because this isn't just an airline deciding the upholstery looked tired. There's a strategy underneath it, and it's worth understanding if you want to know where the domestic carriers are heading. Here's the context. The whole industry has shifted toward what the analysts call premium revenue. For years, the race was to the bottom. Cram in more seats, sell the lowest fare, win on price. That game still exists down in the back of the bus with basic economy. But the carriers have figured out that the real money, the durable money, is up front. Travelers and a lot of business flyers are willing to pay for a bigger seat, more legroom, and a better experience. The premium cabin punches way above its weight on the balance sheet. So when an airline pours resources into a fleet-wide front cabin retrofit, it's making a bet. The bet is that the extra revenue per premium seat multiplied across millions of passengers a year more than pays for the cost of ripping out and rebuilding all those interiors. Now layer in the bigger picture for Alaska specifically. This is an airline in the middle of digesting its merger with Hawaiian Airlines. Alaska is building toward a combined operation with a genuine wide-body long-haul international ambition. Something it never really had as a narrow-body West Coast carrier. When you're trying to become a bigger, more premium airline, you can't have your core 737 fleet feeling like an afterthought. The narrow-body jets are the workhorses. They're what most of your passengers actually experience a consistent. Upgraded cabin across that fleet is table stakes for the brand they're trying to build. This affects you if you fly Alaska, or frankly, if you fly anyone, because this is the direction the whole domestic market is moving. Let me explain what I mean. The reason you should care, even if Alaska isn't your airline, is that retrofits like this are contagious. When one carrier upgrades its premium hard product, the others feel the pressure to match it. We've watched this happen across the industry. United did its big interior overhaul. Delta has been pushing its premium products hard for years. American has been reconfiguring. Now Alaska has finished bringing its mainline narrowbodies up to a modern standard. The competitive floor keeps rising. For the traveling pilot, the person in this audience who flies the line in the cockpit on Monday and sits in the back on a personal trip Friday, the practical upshot is that the gap between a domestic narrowbody flight and a premium experience is narrowing. There's also an operational angle here that I think gets overlooked, and it's the part that genuinely impressed me. Retrofitting a jet every 3 days, on average, without parking a huge chunk of your fleet, is a logistics problem most people never think about. Every airframe you pull into a hangar for a cabin rebuild is an airframe not generating revenue. The dispatchers, the planners, the maintenance schedulers, they have to thread that needle, keep the published schedule whole, keep enough lift in the system, and still feed a steady stream of aircraft into the retrofit line so the program finishes on a reasonable timeline. That's a tightly choreographed operation. It's the kind of thing that, when it's done well, is completely invisible to the passenger. You just notice one day that your seat is nicer. You never see the spreadsheet behind it. And this is where I'll connect it to something every one of us understands. Whether you fly a Cessna 172 or a 737 for a living, an airplane on the ground earns nothing. A trainer sitting in the maintenance hangar isn't building anyone's hours. A jet in a retrofit bay isn't flying a route. The entire economics of aviation, from the flight school flight line to a major airline's fleet plan, runs on keeping the airframe moving and earning. Alaska managed to upgrade its entire mainline front cabin while keeping the wheels turning. That's the real achievement buried under the seat cushion headline. Now, a quick word on what this is not, because I want to keep us honest. This program is about the mainline 737 cabins. It is not, by itself, the whole story of where Alaska and Hawaiian are going together. The wide-body fleet, the long-haul international plans, the eventual single operating certificate. Those are separate, larger threads still being woven. I'll flag that as the broader context to watch, not something settled by this particular announcement. When there's firm news on the combined long-haul product, we'll cover it here. So what do you do with all this? Honestly, if you're a passenger, not much, except maybe enjoy the better seat. But if you're someone who watches this industry the way the people in this audience do, here's the takeaway. Watch the premium cabin. It has quietly become the center of gravity for airline profitability. The carrier that gets its premium product right and gets it consistent across the whole fleet is the carrier setting itself up for the next decade. Alaska just planted that flag across its narrow-body fleet. The competitive response from everyone else is the thing to keep an eye on. That's the story. One 737 every 3 days. A fleet brought up to a single modern standard and an airline repositioning itself for something bigger than it used to be. My thanks to the reporting over at Simple Flying for the details behind this one. You can always find more of what we're tracking at RadioHangar.com. That's the brief from the tower. Keep your eyes outside, and I'll see you on the next one.